Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Good morning, good morning, New York.
The Knicks are moving on. We got another game in the Subway Series tonight. Saturday, Keith McPherson on The Fan. I got 2 more hours. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Wherever you are, if you're Dolo, call us up. We're all in this together. I got the live chat going. My voice is going because I was in Yankee Stadium going hard. I don't show up there to be quiet, you know? Not on a day like that. Not on a night like that. What a time to be alive. Back to the phones we go to talk to the greatest fans in the world. New York City, everybody was watching the Garden and Yankee Stadium, and we turned up. Go New York, go New York, go. And when you say go New York, that's just the New York Knicks, New York Yankees. Maybe the Mets will get one later on today. Ralph is in Franklin Square. Hello, Ralph.
How you doing, Keith? This is a great, great night for Knicks fans. So I'm a Knicks fan. Since my earliest Knick memory is Bernard King blowing out his knee in 1984. And so I remember the entire Patrick Ewing era. And I got to say, this team, like, we were so unlucky when we were coming up with Patrick Ewing that we played during the Jordan times. We went to the finals against Hakeem. We went to the finals without Ewing against David Robinson and Tim Duncan. So we just were up against forces of nature. You know, we just had no... It was just, there was no way, you know, but this team feels like the most talented team where, you know, compared to those teams and then looking over who else might be against us. I don't see a Jordan over, you know, across the way. I don't see an Elijah one across the way. SGA, maybe, you know, maybe Jokic is obviously great, but I don't know. I just think I have hope for the, like those other finals runs felt like, you know, there's just no way. This team, there's like an actual way, Keith. There's an actual way forward. You can see it. Mm-hmm. There's a path. I don't remember. It's been 25 years of Howard Eisley and Cle Anthony Early and whoever the hell else. You know, Frederick Weiss getting
Dennis Smith Jr.
out by Vince Carter. You know, like, I mean, this is amazing. I'm so psyched. Thanks for giving us a forum because this is fantastic, Keith.
You got it. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Like, that is part of it as well. You knocked down the Celtics. Back in February and March, April, it was a foregone conclusion that the Celtics would be the 2 seed, the Knicks would be the 3 seed, and there's just no way they were going to beat the defending champs. They were a matchup nightmare. There's just no way. They beat them 4 times in a regular season. The Knicks don't defend the 3 well. Celtics shoot the 3 well, and they don't match up well against them, even though this team was built to beat the Celtics, and they just beat them. Like, so now, Okay, they're going to tell you you don't match up well against the Pacers. The Pacers are deeper. The Pacers are more rested. That rest might not be great. Series starts Wednesday. I was talking the other night about how it'll be a full calendar week that the Pacers will be off the floor, not playing basketball, not playing high-intensity basketball. I think it bodes well for the Knicks. Let's see. Let's see. And maybe they have a little bit more maybe they have a little bit more in the tank because of how the season ended last year. Definitely OG should, Josh Hart should, Brunson should, because they were out. Mitchell Robinson, they were out. Those guys should feel some type of way like, hey, we have a chance for a redemption. We have a chance for some get back, get our lick back. 888-808-1019. Nick in Yonkers on the Fan. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
I want to talk about the Yankees. I'm happy we beat the Mets tonight. You know what? It's more important because we beat Juan Soto tonight. And, you know, I might sound like an ignorant Yankee fan, but, yo, I don't know. And also, it's actually a great night for New York, like, fan base-wise. The Knicks won game six tonight. You know, it's a good night, but Yankees will always be the big brother.
Just had to remind him again. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Nick. Like, it's one game. And it's funny because, like, that's what I'm getting hit with on Twitter and people, like, commenting, like, oh, it's just a regular season game. It's just one game. Oh, do these games count now? As if Juan Soto existed in this rivalry before. They're trying to minimize now how much, like, Juan Soto played a factor in this. You know, since the winter meetings, this date has been circled. Since the winter meetings, we've been talking on the Fan about this dude and what this dude was going to do when he comes back to Yankee Stadium. As if Yankee fans booing him, chanting F Juan Soto, turning their backs on him, saying we want Grisham, was going to power him up and he was going to have a three-homer night. That did not happen. Maybe it happens tomorrow. I doubt it. You get one time for Juan Soto to come back to Yankee Stadium and go into right field. That picture of us in 203 with our backs turned is forever. They should put that on the cover of the New York Post. I know that's everywhere from MLB Network to all of these, you know, blogs and accounts that cover baseball. What a scene. And the Yankees win. The Yankees win. Play Frank and all that. Sing it loud. New York, New York. Start spreading the news. Tell everybody. And it's poetic the way that the game was won. Maybe you're not reading as deep into it as I am as a fan. I'm not obsessed with Juan Soto. I'm obsessed with the Yankees and baseball and the storylines. And like I said, man, having guys go out there like Bellinger have a three-hit night. He wasn't on the team last year with Soto. Having Goldschmidt go out there and ball, two hits, two RBI, have a good defensive night. He wasn't on the team last year with Soto. Neither was Devin Williams. Jonathan Loaisiga comes back tonight and helps us out. Even Luke Weaver, who was on the team. Luke, come out, bro. We need you. We need you to sit him down. We got to make sure that this one ends the right way. Shout out to Carlos Rodon, another big spot, a huge spot, where Carlos Rodon, he could have blown it. He could have given up a homer. I was worried. Carlos Rodon has been great. We owe him a ton of respect and applause for how he's turned his season around. 47,700 fans. That's the largest attendance in Yankee Stadium this season. That many people saw Juan Soto live, not be the $765 million man, but, you know, he was a $765 million walk merchant. EJ and East Meadow on the Fan. Hello,
Keith,
EJ.
Man, seriously, dog. Like, word up. For real. They won one game. Carlos was great. The team that you guys have built was really good. You guys got to stop. The Mets fans didn't make a big deal about this. Yankee fans made a big deal about this, and then the Mets fans responded. Mets fans like me. Mets fans like me, we responded because, you know what?
Yeah,
we're tired of hearing that you're not. Oh, yeah, we don't care about Juan Soto.
Salty.
Hold on, family, don't laugh at me.
Fans are so salty and coping. Get over it. You guys are acting like he's an ex-girl. Like, please, bro, please.
I'm, I'm not saying get over it. I'm saying that if you're going to say that you're over it, then at least admit you're not over it, and that's what the salty wound feels like. Hey, great.
No. Hey, check great. Me out, hey, Brody. Check me out, anything. Bro. Hold check hold me out, bro. I didn't hang up on you. I just would like to speak on my own show. Yankee fans are over it. The team is better. This all had to happen the way that it happened. The Yankees had more holes to fill than just right field. We lose Juan Soto, and it feels like we lost the guy that propelled us to the World Series. And if you let a Met fan tell it, oh, he carried them to a World Series. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Not on his own. And how come he couldn't have won the World Series for the Yankees then if he was so great? You put Judge back in right field, and then you fill up different spots with different players and arms, and you make the team better. You focus on defense, pitching, making the lineup deeper so it's a team and not a tandem. It was fun last year with the tandem of Judge and Soto. But like Anthony Rizzo was getting at bats. Alex Verdugo was getting at bats. DJ LeMahieu got a ton of at bats. He may get some at bats later today. But like, don't call me up now, EJ, and say like, oh, it's one game. Oh, if you're over it. Yeah, we're over it because that's it. It's done. Juan Soto returned to Yankee Stadium. Did he crush the Yankees? Did the Mets win? No, to the victor go the spoils. We got one on y'all. The Mets swept the Yankees last year. That's not happening this year. I'll let you get back on, EJ, but like, could you hear me clearly? You understand what type of time I'm on? Juan Soto coming back to Yankee Stadium, that is forever. He did nothing tonight. Oh, he stole a base.
It's one night.
It is one night. We'll see what happens.
Why you keep hanging up on me, man?
I'm putting you on hold because I'm not gonna talk over you and back and forth. I'm gonna say what I gotta say.
You are talking over me. I just want to respond to something. That's it.
You have the floor.
Okay. So all of the passion that you're coming back with reflects to get. Please don't. You can hang up on me right now.
Say what you gotta say.
All the stand back that you're coming back with right now literally reflects how much it really actually burns you that the guy left you at the altar and he came to a new team. You got to win two more. And until you win two more, until you learn a pitching lab, until you guys actually get it, and until you get the same record that we have.
1986, my boy, you got to go. Ed is in Denville on the fan. What's up, Ed?
Yo, Keith, what's going on? First time, long time.
How appreciate you been, dude? It. Good.
Yo, big night for Nick. Yo, I got some names for you. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Andrea Bargnani, Beno Udre, Alexi Shved, Mario Hezonja, Jerome James. We have been through it, my friend, and now we are here.
Well, Wayne Ellington.
I am a 36-year-old Knicks fan, dude. I've been waiting 25 years for this. We have crawled through a pile of you-know-what and came out squeaky clean on the other side, my friend. It is a great, great night to be a Knicks fan, my friend.
Man, enjoy it forever. Thanks for the call, Ed. Like, you know, think about, like, I got to go back to some of the games that I went to the Garden years ago and some of the lineups and some of the randoms that were out there when we were, like, so far away from even thinking about this team. And this is a hell of a team. And look at how they put this team together. Not through the draft. Trades, free agency. Couple draft picks, you know. This is for Chris Duhon. Rob is in Staten Island, on Staten Island, on the fan in New York.
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
Holding it down.
Yeah. Well, it was for me. Actually, it was partially good. Knicks win, great. Mets lose, but it's okay. There's always tomorrow. The rest of the season, we'll see what happens with them. To get on the Knicks, and this one's also the guy stole my thunder a little bit, but that's okay. Project Bryce, Steve Francis, Antonio McDice, all down the line. Knicks, this is for you guys, man. But Indiana cannot be taken lightly. There's a reason why they knocked off the number one seed of the Cavaliers. It's not going to be easy. I still think they're going to win in seven, but it's not going to be an easy series. So I just want your thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be easy. And you're not supposed to be comfortable as a fan. You're going to be hella nervous for the next couple weeks. You're going to wake up in the middle of the night and be like, oh, wait, we're in the Eastern Conference Finals? What a dream. Last time
The team that I root for was in the Eastern Conference Finals. I was a teenager. I barely remember it, to be honest. And I also knew they didn't stand a chance because they had to go up against Kobe and Shaq. They had to go up against the Spurs. So, I mean, and I forget which caller, just a couple callers ago, said, like, I mean, was it Ralph? Like, there's a pathway here. The top two seeds in the East are eliminated. There's a pathway here. You have home court advantage. There's a pathway here. If it's the Timberwolves, if it's the Nuggets, if it's OKC, whatever, there's a pathway here to the finals. There's a pathway here to winning the finals. That's amazing. That's a great feeling. For all of the losing and all of the mocking and all of the laughing that you had to deal with for all those years and all the shame that you had to feel like, you know, like you couldn't really rep your team like that. Think about all of the years that you watched the playoffs and the Knicks weren't in it. Here we are. Here we are. It's great. Let's see. I want to talk to some Yankee fans. Well, I don't know who's a Yankee fan. But like, yo, if I got one message to the Met fan, you can drop it now. What are you saying to a Yankee fan to be like, it really burns you up inside that he left? Nah, we're good, bro. We're in first place. We got a hell of a team. The best player in baseball is on the Yankees. It doesn't burn us up. What burns us up is being fans. What burns us up is going to the stadium and turning up. Like, that is what's burning in us. The bright side, the silver lining, we're living in that. This team is better without Juan Soto right now. If the production that Juan Soto is putting together for the Mets, if he was putting that together for the Yankees and the Yankees didn't have some of the other pieces, we would be booing him. So it worked out for both sides. And just understand that, like, you're not getting anything over on a Yankee fan being like, cope, salty. You're not doing anything to us. Right now we have the upper hand. You thought for months you had the upper hand because you signed the player. And I tried to tell a lot of you that that doesn't mean anything. That's not even anything in the win column. That doesn't get you the postseason, right? Like, we got to the World Series with Juan Soto. Can you get to the World Series this year with Juan Soto? You've got 15 years to do that. But the first return of Juan Soto to Yankee Stadium is done, no matter what. Can't get that back. And so many of you told us what was going to happen, and, oh, be careful. Don't boo him. Don't chant F Juan Soto. He might get you. Yeah, or he might also just stare at pitches and be left on base. Oh, he did score once. But, like, you can't. Miss me with that. You can't call me up and talk about, oh, it must really burn you that he went across town. It would burn me if anybody, not just him. I thought I explained that. The way I look at it and the way that I've seen it my entire life, being a baseball fan, every player that gets to be a Yankee talks about being a Yankee. Just this year, Carlos Carrasco, he wasn't talking about how great it was to be a New York Met. He talked about just the chance, just the opportunity to put on the pinstripes. So to me, there's value in that. Maybe I'm biased. My entire life has been altered from being a Yankee fan. Nobody told me to be one. I just watched the TV and chose to be one. Look what I've been able to do just for rooting for that team. So completely brainwashed by the New York Yankees. Guilty. I think Juan Soto, and I'm glad that he didn't take the money because we definitely don't need him. And this team, I'm happy with this team. I'm starting to fall for this team as currently constructed with help on the way. Like, yo, Stanton is on his team. And then, like, next year, Cole will be back. You forgot Garrett Cole's not even on his team. But, like, Juan Soto, you are in New York. You chose to be a Met for the suite, for the clothing allowance, for the security, for the extra tickets. And for this, like, made-up thing about family and a dynasty and all this other stuff. Congrats, buddy. Congrats, buddy. Anybody who's anybody knows you stick with the brand that the Yankees are. All that extra incentives and all that, like, you know, extra money when you opt out and they can add to the AAV, you would make that. And I'm sure he's making money with the Mets and endorsements and stuff, but it's different with the Yankees. And I could be a biased fan or not, but you know that's fact. It is fact. Like, if he would have stayed with the Yankees and stayed with Judge, there would have been all this type of stuff. But it wasn't meant to be. And it doesn't burn me. I don't lose any sleep at night. I'm loving this. Tonight was amazing. 888-808-1019. Mike in Elmwood Park, you're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, it's Mikey O.
Mikey O.
We were just together. Yo. Oh, man, we had a great time tonight. I'm telling you something. It was monumental. The turning the back, everything, the way it worked out, it was like, my daughter said, you got to, it's blowing up social media, right? Last night we talked about this. And we said the approach was, you know, not to go nuts, not to go crazy, to do, and you know what? Everybody complied. And it was like, ah, like you said. Now, here's the thing. That idiot caller before, I got to say this. Remember one thing. We were always called the evil empire, remember? Always, we were the evil empire.
Of course.
Now, you get this guy Cohen, okay? He'll, you know, this was astronomical. Every Yankee fan like you and I, we all feel relieved that we did not get Juan Soto. You know, we still have, like, Jacoby Ellsbury dancing in our head. You know, things like that.
Aaron Hicks's contract, you. Josh Donaldson's contract. It was a blessing in disguise. Right. Sometimes you don't know what's best for you. We were in love with the thought of Juan Soto being a forever Yankee. The baseball gods are like, nah, you guys don't need that.
Yeah, you know, he's a selfish guy, you know. Yankees aren't built to have selfish guys on their team. You know, there's a fine line between, you know, a guy that wants to stand out between a selfish guy. And that showed, you know, that showed in the petty things that he wanted in his mind-blowing contract, you know. And for what he's worth, again, we were all yelling out there, tell that again, you know, about what an outfielder he is. He doesn't bring anything to the field.
Yeah, that was a weak-ass throw. That was a weak-ass throw on the sack fly. Mike, you're the man. I just got to move it along, and I got to jump in here. Like, oh, man. I explained it to you this week why fans were going to boo. And fans have their own reasons, but it's like, you know, people wanted grace. People wanted us to show some type of class for Juan Soto. He's the same guy that started his campaign in the Yankees clubhouse while his teammates were in pain, while the Yankee universe was in pain.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We went from the highest of highs, Judge and Jazz going back-to-back thinking that we're going back to Cali and the World Series was going to continue, and we lost the World Series in terrible fashion, as you know, and this guy was one step closer to money, one step closer to taking Steve Cohen's money, which we knew that too. We didn't want to admit it, though, because we thought, hey, there are some things that are, you know, things that money can't buy. There are things that are more important than money. Like, there are, you want to be a legend? Like, I guess you're going to be one of the best Mets of all time. But, like, man, right now Juan Soto looks overpaid. Right now Juan Soto looks like if, I'm telling you, if he had the numbers that he has right now and the Yankees gave him that contract and Judge was performing like this, we'd be like, yo, we paid this guy this much more than Judge. Like, it worked out. I am not mad about it. I love it. I love the script. I wasn't even mad about it, but that Sunday night, I got hit up by two different people to go live. I think New York Post Sports and somebody else, maybe Foul Territory, someone else from the ad. Like, I had a bunch of people hit me up when the thing got decided. It was Sunday night. And I'm like, nah, I'm going to bed. I wasn't really feeling it. And then I got over it pretty quickly because I realized, like, yo, like, you chose to stay in town. Like, this is going to set a hell of a scene. And we got to live it tonight. And the Yankees won. The Yankees won. So it's like that too, right? The city being under new management. Big brother, little brother, all that talk because Juan Soto chose, right? And they asked Judge about it. Yeah, well, you know, Juan Soto says he's got a better shot to win in Queens and it's a Mets town. That's his opinion. And all we hear about how the American League is weak. Okay, well, we got one on you. The almighty National League team. 888-808-1019. Calvin in the Bronx where the Yanks just played.
Yo, Keith, what's good, my brother? How's it going, man?
What up?
Chilling.
You're.
So I got 3 points, man. I met you in the World Series with my daughter. I don't know if you remember. We took a selfie. We've been talking on Instagram for a couple months now. But whatever. Let me get to my point. I got 2 points. So one thing that I noticed about Soto is every inning, I was in right field, by the way, in Yankee Stadium tonight. Every inning he came out to warm up in between innings, he was the last one out to warm up. I almost feel like he didn't want the smoke from Yankee fans, bro. Like, he literally took one warm-up throw and didn't, and the inning started, like, right away.
We've only just begun. What are they going to DH him tomorrow? Yeah, tonight or today, 105, I'm in there. And, like, you can't hide. There's exactly. Nowhere to hide, bro. Come out. Be the first one out. Don't try and limit the time.
Exactly.
Was he shuffling? Then, I didn't see any shuffles tonight. Did he do this?
I didn't see any shuffles.
All those walks,
all,
not
bro.
One like, shuffle.
Well, I did see him smiling a lot, like on the big screen. I'm like, I haven't seen this all year.
Smile.
Is it because you're back in Yankee Stadium? This is weird to me. But all I know is that our Yankees dominated. And then one other thing is, I'm Dominican, so I was sitting in right field and I was yelling. And I send you videos on Instagram, so you'll get to check them out later when you get home.
Yeah.
But I was yelling in Spanish, and I know he heard me because he looked over to me like 5 times.
Some of the stuff I don't think we can say. There was a few the Wavo Mamas. There was a few. there was a few coming from the bleachers. I can't say them on air, but
bro,
I know he knows what they
mean. I'm telling you, bro. He heard me loud and clear. My wife got it on video. I send it to you on IG, so you check it out later when you can. But it was awesome. And then once I saw the Yankees were dominating, like around the seventh inning, me and my wife got in the car and we drove down to Madison Square Garden and started celebrating with the Knicks, man.
Amazing.
So it was,
amazing to be able to do that.
Night,
thanks
night,
for the call,
man.
Calvin.
Great night overall, man.
I'll check you out on Instagram. I'm sure. I'm blessed. I meet a lot of people in the stadium, kids.
daughters, sons, I get a ton of love that like just makes me feel great. Honestly, I've been in that stadium, Dolo. I just had somebody in my chat like, oh, you were in the nosebleeds. I'm like, are you an idiot? Like, I've sat in every stadium in Yankees, or every section in Yankee Stadium. Shout out to my cousin Hannah, who was at her first game today. So she was in section 412. Love you, Hannah, if you're still in the car. Hopefully you got home by now. But like, why was I in the 400 nosebleeds? I'm not above that. I used to buy the cheapest ticket I could get. I'll still easily go sit up there and watch the game. Sometimes I like to be up there with those fans. Sometimes I like to be in the bleachers. I went and sat in my WFAN seat. WFAN has nice seats, but it was crickets over there, bro. I was the loudest one. I'm like, I can't sit here with y'all. Not during this. Man, like, Yankee Stadium was turned up, and the anticipation for it, I think it went just about as well as the Yankee fans could want. The only thing that, you know, we left kind of wanting more of was homers. Belly almost got one. I smoked a ton of parlays with no homers, but whatever, we'll be right back at it tomorrow, man. This is fun. This is fun. Maybe the Mets get some get back tomorrow. Maybe Juan Soto goes off tomorrow, but you can't get that first one back. You can't. Hal is down in AC on the fan. What's up, Hal?
Yo, bro. I'll make it real quick. I know you're blowing up, man. Tonight was an absolute movie. I could talk about a dozen things. The Knicks, they dominated. I'm not going to waste no time on that. Soto, no show. You guys can argue about that. You do the big shot of the night. My big shot tonight was Aaron Boone for putting Devin Williams out. I didn't think there was any chance he was going to put Williams out there against Pete Alonso, and he smoked him. Struck out the side. To me, that was the most critical thing in the game.
It was amazing in there. I left right after that, honestly, because I was like, I literally walked out with my hands in the air because I had to apologize to Devin Williams. I spiraled and panicked on that man. Like, how is he going to ever overcome this? By pitching, by competing, by going out there. You throw them into that. That's, you can't run from your demons. You got to face your demons in life.
The man that they said broke him. For Boone to throw his sack on the table and put him out there against him tonight, I thought that was huge.
That's the mentality. Thanks for the call, Hal. We got a break. 888-808-1019. It's not fighting, but like, I don't know. If you've ever shot the fair one, ran somebody's fade, and they get the best of you, and then you come back, and you get the best of them, and then you're cool, it's like, yo, like, you have to do that. You got to see me. You got to see me again. You got to, like, we got to square up again. And in the top of the eighth, that pitching changed. Devin Williams comes in, and he struck out Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso struck out looking, and he strikes out Vientos. He strikes out Brandon Nimmo for Devin Williams to get the redemption of, right? And for the Met fan, right, that's another thing y'all told us. Oh, he's broken. Pete Alonso broke him. That's what I'm saying. Tonight couldn't have went. Like, who wrote the script? Clearly, it was a Yankee fan who wrote the script. The Mets versus Yankees, Juan Soto comes back. Juan Soto does nothing really to affect the game. He's clearly affected out there, trying to smile through it. Hey, guys. And Pete Alonso versus Devin Williams. Devin Williams got him. And you know what I had said? Hey, in this series, I'm dodging that. I'm not going to make him face Devin Williams. I'm shooketh. I'm not the manager, though. I'm not a major league pitcher. Like, what if that is the thing where, like, now Devin Williams really locks in? Like, our bullpen is nasty as hell. These Met fans think we're worried about Soto. You're bugging out. Jonathan Loaisiga is back. Devin Williams is back to being the airbender. Luke Weaver's ready to go no matter what. He's a psychopath. And, like, everything's turning up pretty good this early part of the season, man. I had a lot of fun in there tonight. I'm not going to sleep tonight because I'm going right back tomorrow. 888-808-1019. Plenty of calls to take. Plenty of more conversation around the New York Knicks, the New York Yankees, and the New York Mets.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Meetings, errands, screaming kids. All while scrolling box scores. We get it. And we got you. New York Sports. No filter. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
New York, we still awake, the city that never sleeps. The Knicks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Subway Series is upon us. The Yankees took the first one, and we got another one coming up at 105. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, on the Fan, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. I'm going to run out of time, so let's get right back to it. Up north, Montreal, Tony, you're back on the Fan.
Keith, happy to be in the middle of summer and the Knicks Nation. I shout out to them from Montreal. I'm actually super happy for you guys. The way you guys were describing the Bronx crowd, where you had the Yankee hats and the Mets hats, and guys were cheering the same Knicks team. I think that's really cool. And the enthusiasm I'm hearing from all the guys calling in and yourself reminds me of the run that the Raptors made, and my kids actually loved that run. It was amazing, and I can feel that vibe, and I'm very happy that that you guys are super proud of your team. I mean, it's like been a long time, and you guys deserve it, and it's nice to hear like enthusiasm like that. Like you said,
just made me think of something, Tony, and I don't mean to cut you off, but like as I'm looking at the videos out on 7th Ave, and like now that it's done, not like, you know, the Knicks won a game, two games, three games. Like, now that it's actually done and the Knicks have clinched, like, the scene that we are seeing in New York, it looks like when other cities mob their cities and streets and take over the town and, like, party into the night. Like, these videos look like when the Eagles win the Super Bowl or, like, you know, kind of like you were saying up there in Canada. Like, they're, you know, when you see the mob of people like outside where the Toronto Maple Leafs play, like now New York has their city. Yeah. Now New York has their, like, you know, thousands of Knicks fans dancing together, climbing the light poles, burning stuff. Like it has happened.
Well, you know what? It was a big show in Toronto because, you know, you mentioned Toronto and they actually pulled one out of their hats because they beat Florida down in Florida to go to game 7 and the whole city is upside down. Like, I mean, really upside down. That's what's good about spring or like summertime now, like when you have basketball and hockey going on, it's unbelievable. It's a sports fan's complete, you know, it's a dream. It's a dream. It's like, and what you're saying is true because in Montreal, you know, we've won a couple of Stanley Cups. We're at 24 and you guys are at, how many, the Yanks are at 27? I think something like that.
Yeah.
So we've seen some Stanley Cup parades when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was a regular thing. Not so regular these days. But I just want to say another thing. You and I had a conversation when the Soto thing was going down. And I told you Soto's contract was gluttony. And you agreed with that. And you said so-so for Soto. And I say so-so again. You said it, and I'm going to repeat it. But I'm going to tell you something. When he left, I said, and I'm not an expert. I just said, you know what? Maybe it's good that he left. Maybe the guys will pick up because the Yankees have the best player in baseball. Well, as far as I'm concerned, Judge, you know, there's Otani and different players. But when Judge is the captain of the team, he has the demeanor of a Yankees captain. He's not a selfish guy. And another caller said he was selfish, just like he didn't celebrate the Alonso home run. And or I don't know if it was a home run, but he brought him home. And what I'm saying is, you know what? You're right. You're 100% right. The team, the Yankees, I think were better off. And if you know something, Keith, if I'm on a team and a player that I played with turns his back on my team and leaves my team to go to another junior team, guess what? He was enemy number one to me. And I'm sorry. If you leave me, I'm not your buddy anymore.
Yeah.
You could do. I'm wishing you well, but not against me. Because if you come to see me, I'm going to make sure I beat you.
It's simple, Tony. Thank you for the call. It's simple, but you know, since Mets fans and Yankee fans have to agree to disagree, the Met fan has to complicate it, right? I remember Giancarlo Stanton saying, you know, the media asked him, Stan, what's your message to Juan Soto? His message, like to Juan Soto, was stay with us. Just stay with us, man. Just this is a guy that's made $325 million, big contract, a guy that, you know, people want to leave him out when they talk about how the Yankees got to the World Series. He was the ALCS MVP. He literally won them a game with his homer in the DS, but whatever. You know, the disconnect, and I get it because a lot has popped up about, oh, he was traded to the Bronx. He didn't want to go there. He was forced there. Yeah, that was the Yankees trying to, like, show him, hey, this is what it is. Like, trying to have a leg up in the game. There is no leg up in the game. And you know what? Congrats to Juan Soto. He signed the biggest contract in history. But he's not that. That was the Mets having to overpay to win the player, to take the player from the Yankees. That bidding war, I know, hand up, I was on the fan. I'm like, man, Ohtani makes $700. Ohtani is two players. Judge is making $40 million a year. He's a better right fielder than Juan Soto. He's a better player by a lot. Now we're getting out of control because of this guy's age, because of what he's done. Now we're getting to a ridiculous point. This guy's going to make over $800 million, and congratulations to the Mets because Steve Cohen is a billionaire that money's not going to matter to at all, and it's not going to stop him from building his team. And with David Stearns, it's not going to stop you guys at all from being successful. The biggest thing was you had to overspend to get the player. He would have remained a Yankee, but everything happens for a reason. Universe never unconnects. Like, Juan Soto had 1 year with the Yankees, and like through the whole process, like he didn't talk to one of his former teammates. He couldn't get on the phone with Judge. Judge couldn't get in touch. However it played out, it was just so clear that, yeah, this Yankees thing was just a stop here. And sure, you could bid for me, but we all know the richest owner in the sport will not be deterred, will not be outbid. I'm going to go be a Met. So I'm willing again, yeah, four teams, to join a fourth team and take on the entire Yankee fan base in the city and live here amongst Yankee fans. Like, what did you expect, bro? Anthony's in Wontog on the fan. What's up, Ant?
What's going on, Keith? How you doing?
Great, man.
So, as a Yankees fan, I knew the assignment from day one when we got Soto. It was a rental, and, you know, there was a chance we could keep him, or even a good chance he was going somewhere else. And I think, like, tonight, the big thing was we had to get game one. You know, because since the day he signed with the Mets fans have been big brother this, who's little brother now. They really kind of brought this out more than Yankee fans. Yankees went back to business and made a complete team. You know, we look back at last year's run to the playoffs and to the World Series. We had so many holes defensively in that lineup where tonight those guys came through. Goldschmidt, Belly, Williams coming out of the pen. You know, they won that game tonight. And, you know, if the Yankees had lost tonight and won, you know, tomorrow and Sunday, it's not a bigger statement as them coming out tonight and taking game one and those guys really being the difference to show, like, hey, listen, yeah, you left. You didn't want to be a part of this. You know, I think as fans, we look at it more like, how do you not want to be a part of this? Like, he was sitting there during Old Timers Day, and this could have been your future. You could have had your number retired. You could have been one of the all-time great Yankees. Playing with Judge, who knows, you know, win a couple of World Series. But he didn't want that. And it was plain to all of us after game five of the World Series, hat backwards.
It was always a strict money game. The highest bidder wins, and the richest owner in the sport made the highest bid. Thanks for the call and dropping the knowledge, Anthony. It's simple, man. I think this one tonight, just there's so many other things too. Like I just put together like the homegrown Yankees, as many people like act like the Yankees don't have homegrown talent. And as Hal Steinbrenner told you this offseason, after offering $760 million to Juan Soto, told you, I don't think you have to spend the most money to have a good team. But basically what he was saying is you need balance. Dominguez had an RBI tonight. Peraza had an RBI tonight. Volpe had an RBI tonight. Yorbit Vivas had a hit. Oh, Yorbit Vivas story. And this is from the bleachers. Roll call. It was so loud in there. The roll call, the players couldn't hear the roll call. And part of the roll call, like the rules or like the way that the roll call rolls on, is you get the acknowledgement from the player and then you continue. Now, Bellinger acknowledged his roll call, but it was like a very light, like you could tell these guys were focused, dialed in, and it was loud in there. I'm sure like, have you ever been on the field in Yankee Stadium? I can't imagine. Like, you can't really, even though it is, you know it's coming, you can't really hear it. Yorbit Vivas. And shout out to the Cowboy Man and shout out to Mark and everybody. Yorbit Vivas, I'm like, this kid has to be pissing himself. This kid's got to be S'ing bricks right now. He's in the Subway Series. He's a whole rookie. He's been with this team for a couple of weeks. This is his first month with the team. We're trying to get the Yorbit Vivas, Yorbit Vivas. He's not acknowledging it. He's not turning around. I'm turning around to Mark, who leads the roll call, like, yo, move on. Move on. He can't hear it. I led the roll call in 2022 when the Astros came back. Like, I started it. I yelled out. And the nervous feeling I had that day, that game, because I'm like, they're not going to hear us. Because when the Astros came back for the first time that season, it was boo, F Altuve. It was ridiculous. So today, I'm like, Yorbit Vivas was not thinking about saluting a roll call. He was not even listening for it. He was probably just in another world. He was probably blacked out. I'm like, we got to move the roll call along. It was crazy. It was a wild atmosphere from the turning our backs to all the chants to the amount of people that were breaking out in the boos and the F Juan Sotos. It was, I don't know, it was a real light. Like, if you dreamed of the scene, it was better than whatever you were imagining and dreaming of. Tom is in Mayapack on the Fan. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing, brother? How you doing, Keith? Yeah, big, big Nick win tonight. Listen, I wanted to just say one thing. I listen to you every night, and I enjoy your show so much. I really do. But I just wanted to know, why is it that I'm a little confused here, where you say, well, first of all, I'm a Mets fan. Okay, so we'll get that out of the way. But why is it that you say the Yankees are better without Soto
The lineup is deeper. They're putting up better numbers than they were last year. Right. The defense is better. Judge is playing right field, not Soto. Judge is also not in center field. You have either Bellinger or Grisham in center field.
You're right. You're 100% correct. 100%. And then you say about, you're glad he didn't take the money. So you're appreciative that he didn't take the cut. So why are you turning your back on him? And booing him.
Easy. One, guys, that's the theatrics of the stadium. That was all an act. That was all for show. And two,
the team's better without him, right?
Yeah, but what are we supposed to do?
No.
How do we express the team is better? We don't need you.
So you don't need him. So why are you unhappy? Like, why are you ticked off at him?
Why are we ticked off? We've been going over this for a long time, and I'm one person. I can't speak for everybody, but I just went through song or chapter and verse about how what we view the Yankees as and the fact that he was a Yankee and he was here and none of that mattered to him. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine.
It seems like he did you a favor, no?
Listen, thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, he did us a favor. Did I want him to stay with the Yankees? Yeah. Did I think he was going to stay with the Yankees? Yeah. The fact that he's not with the Yankees anymore and it's turned out like this, can't predict the future. This is a silver lining. It's turned out a lot better than we thought. I remember listening to a Big Mac show after mine. He would say, Plan B sucks. And I was like, yeah, Plan B sucks until you keep going down the line with the plan. And then you see, like, in theory, it sucks. But, like, you know what sucks? Losing Garrett Cole. I miss Garrett Cole. I don't miss Juan Soto. But you lose Garrett Cole, and because you didn't sign Juan Soto, you can sign Max Fried for 8 years. Worked out. There's a phrase that I got to figure out the phrase. Maybe I can chat GPT it. It's not silver lining. It's when, things work out for you. It's like not a blessing in disguise. When something that you want, you don't get, and it's for your own benefit. It's for your own good. The Mets needed Juan Soto more than the Yankees. The party that the Met fan had for months until now, and really until the season started, because I guess, the thought was Juan Soto was going to hit 300 and blast home runs and come through with runners in scoring position and be all world because of the money. The Yankee fan is looking on the bright side of things and it's like, hey, we kind of dodged one. That contract, I wouldn't have wanted to be saddled with that contract for 16 years. Let's go even deeper, right? Somebody was going back and forth with me today about, Judge and Soto and the fact that Soto said, in 6-7 years, the Yankees aren't going to be good. Yeah, they are. They're always good. And they're always looking ahead. And I just told you about the homegrown. 6-7 years from now, those homegrown guys, some of them will still be here. George Lombard Jr. probably be here. Some other young guys, whether it's Spencer Jones or somebody we're not thinking of, or whoever they sign, that they're going to be able to sign because they're not paying Juan Soto $50 million a year. But what I said to this person was, okay, in 6-7 years, right, Judge is done. Who becomes a full-time DH first, Juan Soto or Aaron Judge? 888-808-1019. Call me up and tell me. Who's playing in the field longer? Aaron Judge at 33 or Juan Soto at 26? Might be even. might be pretty close. Might be the next 4 years. By the time Juan Soto is 30, by the time Judge is 37, they might be both DHs at the same time. And isn't that fun? Isn't this grand that we have this one player between this rivalry now to look at and to measure things? Isn't this fun that every series and as the years go on, if the Mets don't win a World Series or even get to one with Juan Soto, we can always harken back to, hey, the 1 year he was a Yankee, he put up the best numbers of his career. The 1 year he was a Yankee, they got to the World Series. We gave up Michael King, Kyle Higashioka, Drew Thorpe. Kyle Higashioka and Drew Thorpe aren't on the Padres anymore. Randy Vasquez, Johnny Brito, okay. The Yankees could sign Michael King again. And then we got Trent Grisham. And when Trent Grisham's contract's up, you know where he's probably going to want to try and sign? You know where he's probably going to want to be? In New York. Not Flushing, the Bronx.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.